Good morning, my friends. 11 degrees right now. Cloudy, snow and blowing snow. We want to talk wind chills? Want to even bring it up? All right, force my hand. 28 below is what it feels like out there right now. Well, welcome to Friday. So we got that going for us. St. John's Winter Festival. We got to talk about this. Coming up Sunday, January 25th. I've got G squared in here today. Father Greg Giroux. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for braving the elements to come in this morning. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here with you.
And tell me about Winter Festival. You got a lot going on between the Mihawk Center and the gym. Let's get this started. Again, Sunday, January 25th. Everything gets going at 10:30, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. Last year, I was on here with you to talk about our parish Mardi Gras, but here we're to talk about same thing in a new package, so to speak.
Okay, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, well,
we got a name change.
I saw it on your notes there, so I thought I'd better preempt you.
So the name change.
Yeah.
Where did the Winter Festival come from? How did that go from Mardi Gras to the Winter Festival?
Well, the Mardi Gras had been going on at St. John's for a number of decades, since the 1990s, and it came up after our time last year that maybe finding a date on the calendar that could be regular would be a help for the event. The Mardi Gras, the whole idea behind Mardi Gras is that it's a last bash before Lent begins, and therefore it has to change on the calendar every year according to when Ash Wednesday would fall, and so we would always go on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday. So that required a lot of change, and sometimes it worked out pretty smoothly, and sometimes it worked out less smoothly. So the idea is to try to be a little more regular on the calendar. And so we rebranded it as our winter festival here at the end of January.
It's a consistency thing.
That's the idea. That's
all right. Well, tell me about, Greg, let's move over to tell me about dinner at the Mihawk Center. What's going on here? You got a good menu.
We have a great menu, and we have a super chef, too. Tom Schmaltz.
Oh, yeah.
So that says it's going to be a
yeah,
good
that
meal.
Says it's going to be it's going to be great.
Yep. We're going to do pork chops, mashed potatoes, green beans, mac and cheese. There'll be a coleslaw, dinner roll, applesauce, apple crisp. You're not going to go away hungry, I guarantee you.
Never. Well, that's a perfect people around here, it's the best thing to bribe them with is a meal
food.
Like that. Yes.
Yeah.
And you got a bake sale, too. Have you been up baking all night?
I have not. My wife has been working on that, but I have not.
She made great Christmas goodies, too. Thank her for that, by the way.
I have
that
done
you brought
that. Yeah.
In. Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, bake sale, free will offering. We've got a book sale going on. And you get down in the gym, there's going to be a lot more fun.
Okay, well, we'll switch back to Father Greg with this.
Okay.
The school gym, and I call you the bingo czar, because it's like I know that you take your bingo very seriously.
You know, we got some games on the list here. I'm not so sure about those, but the bingo is what catches my eye on the top of the list every time.
Has it always been like that, like since childhood? It's like
I think so, yeah. You know, I remember going to bingo with my grandma a couple of times back in my hometown, and you know, everybody has their daubers out on the table. I don't know. I think without a dauber, it's not really bingo. But nonetheless, I just love hearing the numbers. And
boy, you do. You are for real on this. Now, do you play more than one card?
sometimes, I guess.
I'm not letting you off the hook.
I mean, I'm going to try to.
Okay.
That's always going to be my preference. It might not always work out, but it's always going to be my preference.
I love this. And the money raised going to the church,
yeah,
to the
going
school.
To the church. One of the things that we do want to make sure the public knows is this is not just for the parishioners. This is open to the public.
This for everybody, yeah.
We would like to have the whole town come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
We're preparing for a very large turnout as far as the meal. So, like I said, you're not going to go away hungry.
So what kind of turnout are you looking for? Can you name numbers or go through numbers, like how many you're planning for?
Well, I think he ordered 300 pork chops.
Ooh.
I think. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yeah. Yep. So,
how did you commandeer Tom Schmaltz into doing this?
Well, he's a good regular member of the parish. He's around. He does a good amount of stuff for us, like he does for the whole community. He's one, you know, it's one of those names that everybody knows. He and his wife Kathy. So,
well, and he's retired now, so he's got time.
Yeah. Well, he did it even before he was retired too. So he generously made the time, and so we're grateful for that. And so it came up again, and he was right on board, as always.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. And as far as the catering side of things, he's got all kinds of connections. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. And, yeah, you want a good meal. He's the go-to.
He's the guy. You bet.
Gentlemen, anything else we need to add here? I think I've got you guys on the schedule for next week, too.
Yep, that's so, right. Maybe we should round it out a little bit. If you do go down to the school, you will find bingo, but there will be more than bingo down
more than
the school.
More than just bingo.
Too.
I know we've been leaning
There's
on that.
There's a big silent auction. There's ladies putting together all kinds of baskets. They've been working for a couple of weeks, and we've got a while yet to go as well. So lots of baskets for a silent auction spread out there in the gym and in the hallways. There will be lots of carnival games for kids, too. And so everyone will have something to have a good time with.
There is a lot. There are a lot of moving parts to this. How long, I mean, do you get done with, like, the Winter Festival this year and start planning ahead for next year? Is that kind of how it runs?
Yeah, we always have a good meeting, a wrap-up meeting. What went well, mm-hmm. what could be adjusted for next year? We do that, you know, in the few weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. So the real motion doesn't start happening until the fall for the event itself, but there's always a meeting to kind of assess and plan ahead and see what can be better.
What a great – well, by Happy New Year, by the way. I forgot to wish you both Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
What a great way to kick off 2026, folks. St. John's Church of Winter Festival, Sunday, January 25th, starting at 10:30 with dinner, delicious dinner over at the Mihawk Center. Gentlemen, thank you again for coming in. Be safe out there when you're heading home, all right?
Absolutely.
9:48.
Thanks, Bill.
At the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Revitalize your bathroom with big savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery during our bath savings event. Plus, get up to 40% off select shower heads. No matter what style you're looking for, we've got you covered. Shop for your bathroom refresh at Lowe's. We help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The second I see that Chick-fil-A text in the group chat, I'm throwing my shoes on and running out the door.
Hey, I'm Layla.
And I'm Kaylin.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is
how it feels like an easygoing morning.
The chicken adds the most flavor. It's juicy and seasoned.
The biscuit is just very light and airy and fluffy, just like a cloud.
I also love to put jelly on mine, so it's sweet and savory.
It's a good start to the day.
Mornings are a little bit brighter with the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice, available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.